听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 4. Whittle. Benefactor. Hangings. Manuscript. A test. Versatility. Cursory. Tumultuous. Shuffle. Partition. Dynamics. Undertow. Turmoil. Reshape. Gene. Genetic. Rover. Marker. Intermingle. Niche. Barbarian. Surge. Legendary. Upheaval. Innovation. Bedraggled. Apathy. Impotence. Schizophrenia. Contraceptive. Satiate. Gripe. Trespass. Din. Nutrient. Sultan. Mermaid. Solace. Capillary. Adulterate. Predatory. Adorn. Captivate. Bonnet. Boon. Rift. Fondle. Cascade. Cavity. Exult. Conciliate. Glum. Passage 1. Why should anyone buy the latest volume in the ever-expanding Dictionary of National Biography? I do not mean that it is bad, as the reviewers will agree, but it will cost you £65, and have you got the rest of the volumes? You need the basic 22 plus the largely decennial supplements to bring the total of 31. Of course, it will be answered. Public and academic libraries will want the new volume. After all, it adds 1,068 lives of people who escaped the net of the original compilers. Yet in 10 years' time, a revised version of the whole caboodle called the New Dictionary of National Biography will be published. Its editor, Professor Colin Matthew, tells me that he will soon have room for about 50,000 lives, some 13,000 more than in the current DNB. This rather puts the 1,068 in missing persons in the shade. When Dr. Nichols wrote to The Spectator in 1999 asking for the names of people whom readers had looked up in the DMB and been disappointed not to find, she said that she received some 100,000 suggestions. Well, she had written to other quality newspapers, too. As soon as her committee had whittled the numbers down, the professional problems of an editor began. Contributors didn't file copy on time. Some who did spent too much. 50,000 words instead of 500 is a record, according to Dr. Nichols. There remains the dinner party game of who's in, who's out. That is the game that the reviewers have played and will continue to play. Criminals were my initial worry. After all, the original edition of the DNB boasted, malefactors whose crimes excite a permanent interest have received hardly less attention than benefactors. Mr. John Gross clearly had similar anxieties, for he complains that, while the murderer Christie is in, Crippen is out. One might say in reply that the injustices of the hanging of Evans instead of Christie's, entry missing persons, notes. But then Crippen was reputed as the first murderer to be caught by telegraphy. He had tried to escape by ship to America. It is surprising to find that Max Miller excluded when it was not really very memorable names got in. There has been a conscious effort to put in artists and architects from the Middle Ages. About their lives, not much is always known. of Hugo of Berry, St. Edmunds, a 12th century illuminator whose dates of birth and death are not recorded, his biographer comments, whether or not Hugo was a wall painter, the records of his activities as carver and manuscript painter attest to his versatility. Then there had to be more women, too. 12% against the original DMB's 3. Such as Roy Strong's subject, the Tudor painter Lavina Terlink, of whom he remarks, her most characteristic feature is a head attached to a too small spindly body. Her technique remained awkward, thin, and often cursory. Doesn't seem to qualify her as a memorable artist. Yet it may be better than the record of the original DMB, which included lives of people who never existed, such as Merlin, and even managed to give a thanks to J.W. Clark as a contributor, though, as a later edition admits in a shamefaced footnote, except for the entry in the list of contributors, there is no trace of J.W. Clark. Passage 2. Human migration. The term is vague. What people usually think of is the permanent movement of people from one home to another. More broadly, though, migration means all the ways from the seasonal drift of agricultural workers within a country to the relocation of refugees from one country to another. Migration is big, dangerous, compelling. It is 60 million Europeans leaving home from the 16th to the 20th centuries. It is some 15 million Hindus, Sikhs, and Muslims swept up in a tumultuous shuffle of citizens between India and Pakistan after the partition of the subcontinent in 1947. Migration is the dynamic undertow of population change. Everyone's solution, everyone's conflict. As the century ends, migration, with its inevitable economic and political turmoil, has been called one of the greatest challenges of the coming century. But it is much more than that. It is, as it has always been, the great adventure of human life. Migration helped create humans, drove us to conquer the planet, shaped our societies, and promises to reshape them again. You have a history book written in your genes, says Spencer Wells. The book he's trying to read goes back long before the first word was written, and it is a story of migration. Wells, a tall, blonde geneticist at Stanford University, spent the summer of 1988 exploring remote parts of Transcaucasia and Central Asia with three colleagues in a Land Rover, looking for drops of blood. In the blood, donated by the people he met, he will search for the story that genetic markers can tell us the long paths human life has taken across the Earth. Genetic studies are the latest technique in a long effort of modern humans to find out where they have come from. But however the paths are traced, the basic story is simple. People have been moving since they were people. If early humans hadn't moved and intermingled much as they did, they probably would have to continue to evolve into a different species. From beginnings in Africa, most searchers agree, the groups of hunter-gatherers spread out, driven to the ends of the earth. To demographer Kingsley Davis, two things made migration happen. First, human beings, with their tools and language, could adapt to different conditions without having to wait for evolution to make them suitable to a new niche. Second, as populations grew, cultures began to differ, and inequalities developed between groups. The first factor gave us the keys to the door of any room on the planet. The other gave us the reasons to use them. Over the centuries, as agriculture spread across the planet, people moved toward places where metal was found and worked in two centers of commerce that then became cities. Those places were in turn invaded and overrun by people later generations called barbarians. In between these storm surges were steadier but similarly profound tides in which people moved out to colonize or were captured and brought in as slaves. For a while, the population of Athens, that legendary city of enlightenment, was as much as 35% slaves. What strikes me now is how important migration is as a cause and effect of the great world events. Mark Miller, co-author of The Age of Migration and professor of political science at the University of Delaware, told me recently, it is difficult to think of any great events that did not involve migration. Religion spawned pilgrims. Wars drove refugees before them and made new land available for the conquerors. Political upheavals displaced thousands or millions. Economic innovations drew workers and entrepreneurs like magnets. Environmental disasters like famine or disease pushed their bedraggled survivors anywhere they could replant hope. It's part of our nature, this movement. Miller said, it's just a fact of the human condition.